What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Old school Jay Foreman in here doing a little tag team. East Trick. Headed up the highway to Flyway. I'm in here for the last hour, brought to you by the Mercado, 84th and Havelock, certified Piedmontese, special ingredients, and butcher shop, any type of meat, any type of cut. We up in here. It's championship weekend, Big Ten. Nate, plenty to talk about. Got the transfer portal lighting up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
But then also on the flip side, Matt Rhule and company hitting the pavement, wasting no time. Officially have hired, what, six coaches?
Mm-hmm.
So what does he have? Four more to go?
You get 10 on-field staff, yes.
So I'm assuming here by end of the weekend maybe, or at least have a better idea, but, you know, they're doing a good job trying to make the transition. You know, you got to meet with the guys here and then get on the road and go see some potential guys in 23-24. So, you know, things are heating up. That way you can focus on the good stuff. Obviously some stuff, recent days haven't been so much.
Not quite.
Yeah. But did you guys talk about the Pac-12 championship today?
Yeah, we touched on it just a little bit here in the last segment. We didn't dive too much into it. Strick was saying that he likes Utah because they're more physical.
I think Utah brought the physicality to USC the first time. And that USC jumped out on them early, but I think they stayed the course. I think, you know, Utah – I'll give them credit. They bounced back tremendously after taking that beating in, you know, the first game. You know, they weren't ready for that type. But they're a team that generally gets better as the season goes on, and I think they've done it. I think they rebounded to beat USC, you know, early in the season. I think USC has gotten better defensively, and I think they're going to win. I think, you know, they're in a, you know, obviously a good spot to get into the college football playoffs. I think if they win, they're in. Utah is their kryptonite. The only thing that worries me about USC is the ability to run the football. Because I think Utah will for one game get ready to, you know, obviously, you know, defense their, you know, high octane passing attack. But when you talk about Travis Dye, their, you know, potentially, you know, I would say all Pac-12 running back, you know, he averages 6 yards a carry, 9 touchdowns, really good out of the backfield. He's kind of like the guy that can kind of slow down the Rocky Waters, or you know, and so he's out, And he also, he had a tremendous leadership factor on his team. So how they go about replacing him or his production, I know they got Austin Jones, who's a good running back himself, but he's not Travis Dye, so they think they're covered there. But Caleb Williams does a big job operating off schedule. So how does Utah game plan for that and adjust to how Caleb Williams is attacking their defense throughout the first part of the game is going to be huge, because USC's the team, they're going to try to come out early and get up like 21-7 and then kind of get you, you know, pinned in, what, you know, make you play with one hand behind your back. That way you can't run the ball, take the ball out of their hands.
Did it the first game. Yeah.
Right. And so they're trying to, you know, do it again, but then obviously being able to effectively run the ball. I think the run defense has gotten a little bit better, but this is going to be an ultimate test. So it's going to be up to Utah to see, you know, what they've learned from the first victory and what they've learned from the new USC team that they're playing right now, because they cannot prepare for this game as if they're playing the same USC team that they played earlier, and neither can USC. And so, you know, look, it's all eyes will be on them. It's a Friday night game, championship. I mean, all the pressure's on USC.
All of it.
And it's not only that. In 2 short years, they're going to be going into Big Ten. So what if you're thinking about Lincoln, if you're Lincoln Riley, I came out here to dominate, try to, you know, win the Pac-12 championship 2 years in a row. If you win it this year, then put yourself in a situation, you know, in a possibility to win 2 years in a row. It's huge. And so, you know, it's going to be an interesting game, and it's going to be interesting to see how each teams attack each other, because Utah plays a style of football that isn't necessarily Pac-12-esque. It's kind of like more of a Big Ten type of, you know, but they always feel like they have a chip on their shoulder as well, you know. And so I'm excited to watch the game. I think it's going to be a decently high-scoring game, but I'm really interested to see, you know, Caleb Williams, how he plays in the big moment, all that front runner for the Heisman. I mean, there's a ton of pressure there for the Trojans.
Ton of pressure on Lincoln Riley, too. I mean, you got to look at his history. He chokes. I mean, there are a lot of times that he had chances in the playoffs where he probably had the better team and he can't get it done.
Yeah.
So it's a big test for Lincoln Riley, too, and say, okay, well, you took this big money, you brought in Caleb Williams to USC, now prove it.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, they have all the star power. I'm pretty sure Snoop would be on the sidelines, all their guys, and you know, they have all the pressure. They have the big-name coach. You got them, you know, I wouldn't say a backdoor deal, but it was kind of like almost Luke Fickell thing. Everybody thought he was going to LSU. He said, no, well, you didn't ask me about USC. So, you know, there's a lot of pressure. But I think USC has enough weapons that they'll be able to circumvent that. It's just how well do they play in the trenches will lead to a victory or a loss for them. But yeah, I think it's going to be a good game.
This is what Corey and Lincoln says. USC has improved all season, is the better team than Utah. But Jay brings up the important question. Can these guys handle the pressure?
Handle the pressure, and anybody can get up for one game. And Utah beat them last time. And, yes, USC is a different team. Utah, you know, they lost to UCLA. They lost a close game to Oregon. Mm-hmm. You know, Oregon, obviously, you know, hit him with some explosive plays, but Oregon's defense, I think, is a little bit better than USC. So, you know, can Utah live up to the expectation, excitement, and the way that they played against Ohio State last year in the Rose Bowl? I know there's more time to prepare for that, but that's where the high expectations came in for Utah. They always are going to be able to run the ball. You know they're going to be well-coached. You know they're going to be physical. But can that physicality really, really, you know, stymie the athletic ability of USC in their passing attack is going to be huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, that game, you know, the Kansas State TCU game, another game. I mean, we had one of the best segments ever yesterday, you know, and I started to think about the Kansas State team, you know, if they stick to the run, you know, I think Howard starting at quarterback gives them a little bit more in the passing game. Can Kansas State defense withstand Max Duggar, the quarterback, in that offense for 4 quarters? Kansas State's defense is pretty salty. I think they're the best in the Big Pac 12 or in the Big 12. But TCU is the best offense, and they, again, like USC, have gotten better every single week. So
the only flip side to this one, though, is that TCU's already beat Kansas State.
Exactly. So
this is literally flipped.
Flipped, right. Yeah, and it's hard to beat them twice, like you said yesterday. And it sucks, you know, both for USC and TCU. Mm-hmm. You got to win. There's no, you can't show up like Georgia and Michigan. If you lose, you're still in, right?
Oh, they won't leave them out.
No, they're already in. They already said the numbers and all that. They're already in.
Oh, really?
Where these guys, you know, you got, if you lose, Alabama and Ohio State are in. So, you know, I would be very surprised if both of these teams lost. I wouldn't be surprised if both of them win. I do think they're the better team than their opponent. But again, playing in championship type of games, getting up for one game, Kansas State thinking, you know, nobody respects us. We should have beat them last time because they led majority of that game, had control of the game. Mm-hmm. And that was when Adrian was playing well. Remember, he left early, then came back, and then Howard started to play. Then he had a couple of crucial interceptions. Then TCU turned that into 14 quick points, mm-hmm. and then it was over after that. It's these are the two most exciting games because most are on the line.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the Big Ten championship would be good. Obviously Michigan is going to be heavily favored regardless of who's playing running back. In the SEC, it's kind of, you seem like, you know, it seems like two foregone conclusions. Mm-hmm. And the ACC championship doesn't really excite me in the sense of Clemson hasn't looked good all year, even though they won 10 games. In North Carolina, ever since they were in like a barn burner 63-61 against Appalachian State, I was like, dude, you guys, that's just – I mean, I know that game was exciting and came down to the last play, but come on, bro. It's no different than when people were looking at Nebraska after Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern came in here and just went bingo on you and just broke all types of records. So, you know, championship weekend, where you separate the champions from the chumps. And, you know, you can't – also the Tulane UCF game, I think that'll be the most exciting game. I think that, I mean, that's what that league is, up and down, scoring a lot of points.
Give me Tulane.
I like Tulane. I like the way they play. They try to be physical in that league. You know, down there in Louisiana, New Orleans, you're going to have a ton of athletes. So I think it's going to be good viewing of college football. And Pac-12 starts it off tonight. Because just think, if there's some sort of upset, how that changes the narrative and the pressure for that TCU game going tomorrow. Just say Utah wins. USC's out. Right?
USC is certainly out.
Right. Well, if they lose, they're out. The pressure then goes right down to TCU.
Does it, though?
Oh, yes.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Think,
because you know what you're thinking about in the hotel?
TCU should be – no, if USC loses, that should mean that TCU is even more locked in.
Yeah, that's what you would like. But in reality – but, Nate, the pressure – just
because I'll give you Ohio State, but a two-loss Alabama over TCU,
okay, I understand, but just think about the pressure, though. Okay, say TCU's in, but you still got to play a game.
I know.
You still got to play a game. And then say TCU loses, Kansas State's win. They're going to be sitting around watching the TV, waiting for their name to get popped up. The pressure.
You are going to be stressed out.
Yes, because you just saw what could happen to you on a Friday night. So they're right. They're in the whole. They probably had a pregame meal, about to go watch a movie or whatever. If they don't watch a movie, they're watching. They're sitting up in their hotel room right now, possibly thinking it's coming on. Then you know what they're going to do? Dog, did you see what happened to you, USC? Dang, they lost. They out. Then you start thinking, what if we lose? This is our ultimate kryptonite. This is the best defense in the Big 12. Are we facing Howard? Or are we facing Adrian Martinez? Right. are we is little Deuce going to run wild on us? Because Kansas State's physical. Can we crank it up and be physical one more time? You know, then the doubt starts to get into your mind, Nate. Did I lift weights? You know, I didn't lift weights the last couple of weeks, and we're playing against a physical team. Dang. Then there ain't no turning back. Then as you get closer,
overthinking?
Yeah. Then you start playing tight. Then Kansas State is out there looking like they're in warp speed. Then what? Then the game gets tight. Oops. All the perfection, all the stuff that you had go your way during the season, the walls of I used to call it the walls of Jericho start to come in on you. And then that sphincter muscle starts to get tight. Boom, and then you start watching.
This would be a choke because TCU's undefeated.
Then you start watching the clock. Then you start getting mad at every call. Did you see that at all sides? He's touching me too much.
The game like this?
No, I've never done that, but I've been in other people's heads, right? Oh, Nate put his hand on me at 6 yards. That should be a pass interference. Should be holding. You come to the sideline. Dog, I was open. You wasn't open. You was covered. You start seeing ghosts, and then the next thing you know, Kansas State, and here they go. They just rush the field. Then you get on the bus. Then you got to turn on social media. Got about 40 texts from your boys. Dog, I thought we was going to college football playoffs. What happened, man? Good year, son. Good job. Stay up. Get money.
Stay up, get money?
Yeah. And then you get on that plane. You don't even want to eat the burger. You're just looking outside. Then it takes another 2 hours for you to take off. You know, you might get some plane trouble. Then the just regret steps in. That's what TCU is going to be.
Then
we didn't even talk about what USC is doing. They play at 7 o'clock. It is 5:15. They're in the locker room right now.
Okay? They are in the locker room.
Yeah, as much excitement as they have, they are looking across the field at a team that kicked their butt.
That already beat them.
Yeah. Already beat them up physically. And aren't scared one lick. A team that everybody
– has nothing to lose.
Yep. And a team that fears nobody, that shows up with a chip on their shoulder coming down from Salt Lake City. They're going to have guys from L.A. They're going to all know each other. They got some big Samoans, so you know they're going to be tough. And you know they're going to hit. They were in the Rose Bowl last year. They beat you up physically the first year. They ain't scared about Caleb Williams. Your best running back's out. Your defense, you know, who knows if you can stop somebody. And they just over there. Then you see – and then the problem is here, Nate. If you look over there and you see them boys bouncing and that kickoff and somebody gets obliterated on a kickoff.
Oh,
your kickoff,
no.
As the offensive line is running out there, they're scared. And here comes these dudes from Utah. That's what this is about. Can you handle the pressure, Nate? And I see you right now. I see the pressure on you. I see that vein coming right
here. I can handle the pressure.
But Nate, here's what's on your mind. You're thinking, is Jay right about Kansas State? He's narrating. You know what it is? You're like, Jay's narrating this loss for TCU, and I can see it's making your blood boil. Look at the vein.
I
right
can
there,
think the, in my head all yes. of the scenarios in which case, no that matter look what, TCU that you will
have,
get in.
That look that you have would be one that would show up on, what is it, TikTok or Instagram, where the people would be throwing their phones through TVs. Then you'd be down at Barry's
holding
court.
That would be me.
You would be at Barry's holding court. Can you believe this? TCU's not in it. Then you would be
recruiting. It would be trash.
Then you would be recruiting everybody.
I would be. And everyone would be on my side
right.
but you.
Everybody would be on your side. Yeah. I wouldn't be there.
No.
I would be text messaging you, laughing at
I
you.
I know.
And you would that's be down
the
at Barry's.
No, that's the worst problem is TCU has to win this. I can't.
Okay. Over under 1 or 2 days, how many days would you lose sleep? And don't say zero because you would not sleep.
Like 2 or 3.
Right, yeah, you would not sleep. You'd be –
Well, the problem is that's why I've decided I'm not going to gamble on this game. I'm not going to touch it because I do that a lot. Never gamble with emotion. Do not gamble with emotion. In this game, I'm too emotional about this game. I'm not touching it. So you know what? I'll be okay.
You don't want to watch it. You just want to check your phone.
I probably won't watch it. I probably won't watch it.
You're really scared that TCU
might lose? Well, no,
it
depends. No, here, because you got to remember, too, the United States plays at 9 o'clock. So that'll probably decide my happiness for the day. So if the United States beats the Netherlands, nothing can stop me. I'm on top of the world.
Oh, we have a good caller, texter in here in a Sarah Heyman text line. 4491 says, no way TCU loses despite the early close game. The fact that they are undefeated by the resilience, not by their talent on their team. They never backed down or lost focus. That is true. But
give my Horned Frogs some credit.
I'm giving them credit, but I just like taking you to the dark side.
My happiness will depend on Team USA.
Uh-oh, Corey in Lincoln has a rebuttal. He said K-State could easily, and he emphasizes easily.
I know that. No, and that's the thing is TCU. I know they could. I know
right,
they
Corey?
Could.
It could just be power run game, lessen the offensive attempts for you guys, and then the pressure starts to get on you. You know, you try to go deep. You're down by 10. You try to throw that 10 point deep pass. It ends up getting broken up on 3rd and 15. Chris Hawkins says Dykes is a great coach. And TCU doesn't lose.
Yeah, no, I want to know what the Texan thinks.
Here we go. 37-64 K-State before Howard and AM got hurt in game. Oh, look at it. Now look at this. Look at this. This thing is just lighting up. Corey. Oh, they got a question.
What the hell is this? Did this soccer kid go to TCU? What are we doing here, text line? For what it's worth, I am a fan of the United States. I'm not a fan of soccer. To be honest with you, this is the only time of the year that I'll watch soccer. And no, I did not go to TCU, but I like to look out for the little guys.
You're welcome, Henry.
I look out for the little guys because you know what you guys said yesterday?
You
know what you said? You said TCU won't get in because they're TCU. That's what you said. That's what you said. That came out of Jay Foreman's mouth.
That is
wrong. And that's why I look out for the little guys. That's wrong.
Oh,
and you
my
know
God.
It.
I said if they lose. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. 0019. It's called football. Nate, he said, Nate Brennan, K-State is going to win. Sorry, brother. Sorry. He left it. Sorry, brother.
Sorry.
Bo Lever said TCU is the most likable Texas team. I do agree with that. I agree with that, Nate. Nate, it is called football according to 0019, man.
Well, but that's the thing, too, is everyone that's hating on TCU, they said the same thing that was going to happen with Texas. Remember, Texas was a touchdown favorite. TCU said, hold my beer.
6491 said, why a TCU fan on Husker Talk Radio? And he sounds like Michael J. Fox.
Wait, TCU fan? No, you guys need to understand, okay, what is happening right now? For one, I'm a Virginia Tech fan. That's where I graduated, for anyone that may not have heard yet. I talk about it a lot. Huge Hokie fan. For two, I'm not a TCU fan. I'm a fan of the little guys that for some reason are left out of this conversation. TCU, no matter what, should be in the college football playoff, and I stand by that. You're not going to change my mind, Jay Foreman. You're not going to change my mind.
I just think if they lose, they're out.
I know that's going to happen. I just don't think that's right. I think that's wrong.
Yeah, there's a lot of things in this world that isn't right, but guess what? That's
right.
The reality.
I know. And
I hope for your sake.
And I understand.
I hope for the meltdown of Nate Brennan, of all meltdowns, that TCU does what they've done all year, rise to the occasion and wins.
That would be awesome.
But I will tell you this. I would, on the other hand, enjoy sitting back and just reading all the Twitter timeline and you just completely melting down every 15 minutes as you get more amped up and amped up as TCU is not in the college football playoff.
I know, because for one, I'm not oblivious. I know that's going to happen. I know that if TCU loses, they're going to be left out, which is garbage. And two, I'm with you guys. I think this might be a trap game. I think this is a trap game. You've already beat them once. It's tough to beat a team twice. And Kansas State's a good football team, and they're very well coached.
Yeah. Well,
and that scares me.
You know what, people? We have Nate almost on the edge again on a Friday, a cold Friday, the cold front coming in. We're going to let him recover, rest and recover and,
also,
and regenerate.
Texter, I was not there when Druckenmiller, Jim Druckenmiller, you remember him?
Yeah, I remember Big O. We called him, what, Jason Peter called him, what, like a big old Daffy Duck up there or something like that, or Big Bird.
First round draft pick.
Yeah, it was. It was great. Well, we'll be back. We're going to head to a little break. We're going to let my man Nate recover. We're going to talk a little bit about the soccer game tomorrow. Actually, we'll do that at the end of the hour. We're going to talk about the transfer portal guys, what it means, and is it a big deal or not. We'll be back. Old School, Jay Foreman, Nate Brennan.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.